If a day is a long time in politics, a week seems like an eternity. But if it's Sunday, it must be Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement. Welcome, Neil.
Good morning. I think an hour in politics have become those 60 seconds that are an intrusive matter of taking so long. But here we are in our weekly review. So many things, so much to talk about, and specifically being woken up this morning at 3 o'clock from a colleague in the United States with breaking news in America, an attempted assassination on Donald Trump.
Now, those few seconds could have changed the history of the country and possibly parts of the world as well. What's your take, Neil?
Well, Chris, funny enough, I said to a person about 3.5 years ago, when we were talking about matters of VIP protection, matters of state security, matters of politicians that stick out and are quite the norm of not being the norm. And he said, the fact that that man is still alive today in America is a wonder. And I said to him, yeah, it's been unbelievable. And our words were not cold in a couple of months. And there they go. So what it was last look like is a lot of stuff. I've dissected it now this morning. Again, the fact of the matter was people were actually, and it's coming out in the testimonies, people were actually screaming to certain outer lining state police, there's someone on a roof with a gun. So they actually saw the man 3 minutes prior to this volley of shots. And apparently the people did not heed. And the shots then came from an east to west direction, if Donald Trump was looking north, and struck him apparently on the side of the face. Unfortunately, also killing one member on the podium and also severely injuring another. What happened was, obviously, though, in front of everybody, the machine of the Secret Service, having been a person, Chris, in VIP protection that looks after the principal, the normal thing they do is they call it SMENS. We are trained to do S-M-E-N-S. Shoot, move, evaluate, neutralize, scan. And that's what you do. When the shot is fired, you shoot, you move, you evaluate the surrounding, you neutralize whatever the threat is, you scan, and then you evacuate. So if you look at the normal principle of, can I call it, international standard of VIP protection, the Secret Service is absolutely trained to do so. But you can see, though, that they call them overlords. And those were the guys that came out with the long guns, the guys that came out in combat uniform. They are a special task force that are embedded in the Secret Service. So when the real deal gets down, you will see them appear. Now, funny, we've had them as well, and we've had a little bit of a showcase of them. I think people can remember when the EFF stormed Cyril Ramaphosa at the last SONA. They were the first time pictures of our overlords coming up. They were 5 or 6 guys in camouflage with balaclavas that suddenly appeared in front of the president as the inner ring of steel. They are normally people from the specialized task force or specialized units. So on a matter of security, they really did well. They got him down. They moved him. And then Trump just gets up and says, in the listening to all of this, instead of being force moved, he says, no, wait, I want to get my shoes. He puts on his shoes and then pumps his fist into the air with the words now that people are looking at, where he says, fight, fight, fight. And this scenario, I can tell you now, is going to play off, Chris, like an unbelievable movement of seismic proportionality, I think, in the Trump favor. Because here's a man who is an outspoken man, who if you like him, you like him. If you hate him, you hate him. But nevertheless, that now famous photograph of him bleeding, but you should see the photo, it's going to become world famous. is Secret Service guys having him. And then right on top of them, the American flag. And as you know, Chris, the Americans love picture, frame, and they like the message. So, yeah, incredible stuff happening then. And this is not even the start of their march to the November elections. Very good.
Back in South Africa, Neil, have you had a chance to look at that affidavit on corruption at VBS Bank?
Yeah, 296 pages. I must tell you, I'm not a very good reader anymore. I think by focus concentration, but the only thing that jumps out of this is gotcha. Gotcha. And now there are people sitting back and going, told you so. Told you so. What a nuclear explosion. Within the mere fact that we can now possibly see Floyd Shivambu and that man who says he's Teflon, Mr. Julius Malema, Sello, being sold out by the exact man who is now incarcerated and seemingly has sung a absolutely massive piece of music that spins down to guilt. Now, everything in that affidavit is assumed. It's allegations. But when you go read it, this is a wicked wing of a trilogy of a story of absolute deplorable carnage of a carcass of a bank so that other people can live the life of Porsche and Louis Vuitton. And this is going to be probably, Chris, the biggest test of the judiciary to stand up and say to two of the most senior members in a volatile national political party who bases themselves on revolution and for the poor, who continually tells the people that they want to bring back the marginalized, strike down the fact that there should be jobs and work for everybody, yet feasted on caviar, champagne, and Rolls Royce.
Meanwhile, Neil, there are African National Congress members of parliament who are sitting at the cabinet Lekgotla now, who also have allegations of corruption or corruption charges hanging over their heads.
This was a corruption buffet. They all arrived at Hotel Corruption and they just had a eat as much as what you want. Chris, what is shocking to people like me that dabbled in politics for the right reason, that went in and said we need to go and sell a new beginning for this country for the betterment of the people. People like ourselves that were standing there and selling our soul for righteousness are now finding out where this luscious tents, unbelievable black cars, blue lights, bodyguards, and huge stadiums filled with balloons are now coming from. And we now see to ourselves that this opulence, it is gedrog, this animal that have been presented here, does not just cut it to the people that wear red. It's moving into other places and parties that are as guilty and that have as been accused. And here we sit, Chris, with a scenario that within government, we have got people there that are still accused number one in Vragtag. It's been years since Zondo. It's been a 1.3 billion rand process, thousands of papers, probably 800 times more than the VBS scenario. And they have got the gall and the guts to walk and to be sworn in under Almighty God. There they sit. And they have, my oma so say, it is geen skaamte. Have you no shame? And that's what I hope. And I'm sorry. They must be brought under the book. They must be cost injustice, and then they must go visit Pieter Groenewald in their facilities sooner than later.
Just to go a little regional, Neil, a senior South African National Defence Force soldier has been killed in the DRC.
Another tragedy, Chris. Defence Force, the military veterans, very close to me. So let's unpack that quickly. This is now the umpteenth soldier of the SANDF dying in Congo. They've been dying everywhere else. But the shocking story that's now coming out is threefold. And Angie Motshekga better get up on her battle horse, which I doubt she will, because in her interview, when she was asked, when she moved from education to Defence Force, she was asked, are you ready and are you absolutely occupying the space and can you? She said, well, I'm not a soldier. I'm not going to go to the bush. So I don't have to understand the military. I'm a policy person. You know, if you ask her probably to define the concept of defense, she'll tell you it's the thing around the house. So here we go. This is absolutely why I said when we put someone into defense, police, into health and education, may they please come from that sector. Because there are three things collapsing clearly in our defense force. Number one, there is a total disintegration of infrastructure, like the rest of the country. But here's the difference, Chris. When you can't fly your Oryx helicopters anymore, when you can't land your planes anymore, when you can't give your battle group on the ground their rat packs and their food anymore, when logistics fail and when command and control collapses, the difference is people die. They die. Secondly, they are putting people, clear, there's evidence to this, they are putting people into combat without support. I mean, there are people that are telling me that they don't have enough fuel. Now, coming from there, Chris, if you don't have air support, in other words, logistical support, the men on the ground will die. So secondly, we have to change the total attitude of the construction of the defense force. And thirdly, we now hear, and this is coming out only today, that he was not killed. This is now the major, was not killed. This is only an apparent story. We will follow this. That he wasn't killed in an accident, that in actual fact, they're calling it murder. Now, take everything together, Chris, and you look at the current military veterans of this country. People like me. I am a military veteran. In other countries, the military veterans are absolutely respected and taken in high regard because it's those people that allow ourselves to live in a country where there is a constitution. Blood was spilt. And it wasn't just spilt by APLA. It wasn't just spilt by Umkhonto we Sizwe. It wasn't just spilt by SND. It was spilt by men and women. And no matter how we want to take it, the military veterans in this country are treated like subhuman beings. And that's why I can tell you today, the reason MK Party, yes, the reason the MK Party had a boost like never before was because the MK soldiers that delivered freedom to this country, not just the bureaucrats, they are becoming more and more every day disillusioned. No one looked after them. And you can see what happened in Zimbabwe. When you don't look after military veterans, they take back the land that they actually gave to liberty. And we better sort that out. And Chris, this is a mission I've got, is to find out how do we look after the military veterans in this country better. I'm off on it. Not one, not two, everybody. But Angie Motshekga must get up and not hold the 30% viable of saying to herself that she is not competent in the area of defense. We're not going to stand for that. It's a huge part of the critical lines within this country.
Neil, from defense to police, the new parliamentary committee chair, Ian Cameron, has faced attack by people who perceive him to be racist. You know him? What do you say?
Yes, I do. Hands off Ian Cameron. Finishing club. You know, when you get someone and you see someone that is now in public, like me, Chris, when I went into public, well, there's never probably been a time that I've not been public. But I'm telling you, you go through your scrutiny and you've got your past. I want to know who has not got a past in this country. But if you look at certain of the people currently that are sitting in political public seats, it's shocking that they're there. Here comes a man. I know him. In actual fact, I've shared platforms with him. Where you can look at this young man who's worked for more than a decade in fighting crime. No. Not sitting and reading stats. Not just talking and telling Beki Tafelki Stulki to go to hell. But that actually takes a bib, a bulletproof, and goes into the community. Into the community for the past 10 years. And more than that, that has attended court case by court case of people who have loved so many people in their own family lives, and when they die, they get left alone. And he was there. So Action Society, which he was the leader, I think was just a preface for him to move on. There were many rumors that said he should be the Minister of Police. I did not agree with it because I thought that he needs a little bit more time. He's young. And to find out the intricacies of policing, I think he needs more time. But now he's in a position of the chairperson of the Police Portfolio Committee, where the wealth of his past 10 years from the street policing and understanding can be brought to the front. And as I know Ian Cameron, he is not going to leave a stone unturned. You can say much of that young man, but there's two things you won't. He's a man with integrity and he has guts. So give him space to continually going back and telling him that he was a racist, that he was part of an activation, that he put black like me over your face, that was an insult and an act of racism. Rubbish. Absolute, utter nonsense. Because if you went to go study that, you'd find that he's doing what he did was against racism from the other proportion. So, but he said, what has that got to do with my current role? I loved it. Let him be. And let him be supported. And if he fails in this task, then we give him hell, Chris. But right now, I can already see what he's speaking about. His pronouncements, the way that he's talking about effective detectives, making sure the units are supported, we're behind him. So go, Ian, go. That's my opinion.
Neil, if I may jump to energy generation, it looks like South Africa is definitely going nuclear.
Oh, here we go with the debate again. Electricity and energy in this country is still seen, in my opinion, as a very key and core function of state to deliver that, because we don't have an alternative. And here we hear this past week that we are now revisiting the potential matter of nuclear to supply energy to this country. Now, Chris, I'm not an electricity boffin. I just put it into my little keypad and it becomes. But if you look at the grander scale, and that's why I'm giving a comment, is I'm watching Dr. Ramakgopa, and I'm looking and I'm saying, you are now going back to nuclear, you're now going back to fossil fuel, you are going back again, taking the country to rehash what we've had. But my question is, where are the gabillion dollars that this government was given by many states from across the world to boost natural creation of energy? I had a very interesting talk this week to a group of specialists, Chris, that actually do solar power. They do the green energy. And sitting for 3 hours listening to a presentation of how they can, for years and years on end, create energy and in maybe the process of 4 or 5 years, take this country off the grid via, for example, solar energy. You then understand why the battle for Eskom is going. And the problem that you've got, Chris, is the sun is free. Diesel and coal are not. And coupled to diesel and coal are the tenders and the contracts to continue supplying all of that. Who's got the trucking contract? Who's got the diesel contract? Who's got the coal contract? That is, in my opinion, if you really go delve and you read André de Ruyter a little bit, like the VBS statements are coming out now, there, in my opinion, was an absolute methodology of sabotage, never to stop those coal plants or us getting these. So very interesting now how the nuclear synopsis is coming in, but again, the total rejection of allowing solar energy to actually couple us and make the difference. So I'll be watching that on a very, very, very daily clear day.
Now, meanwhile, wedding bells will be ringing soon in the Kandla and across the border in Eswatini. Have you heard that King Mswati III is going to marry one of former President Jacob Zuma's daughters, take her as his 16th wife?
Yeah, sure, dictator to dictator, just making sure that there's a bloodline between the two. I mean, if you really go look at how King Mswati and the new country of Eswatini, if you look how they run, it's a dictatorship, you know, it's a kingdom, call it what you want to. And I don't know, but I'm getting the sense that Jacob Zuma is being put into the same parallel as being the governor, the leader, the king of MK. And I think today was funny when I read this week, preparing for the show, Fikile Mbalula's opinion. And again, one should always watch what you take from it. But he said that Jacob Zuma is acting like a KGB agent. And I went, like a KGB agent or was a KGB agent? And then you look at it and you go, do people not understand that Jacob Delihlehle Umsholozi Zuma was the head of the ANC's and Kontewisizwe's way intelligence division? And that's why, Chris, if you really look at it, Jacob Zuma wakes up in the morning. You wake up no matter how early, too late. He is a chess player like you cannot believe. He gets under your skin because he's charismatic. This guy brought a party to the front. And it was not done a week before the election. MK Party is funded, well-nourished, supported, articulated, not by the people inside, but by handlers who have a definite plan, piece by piece. And their next strike, hear me well, MK is preparing for their next strike. And their next strike is to go for every municipality in this country in about 18 months when we start building up the 2026 municipal elections. I know this. One of them told me that that is their next battleground. So if they can control local government and have now access as the third largest party in parliament, Chris, what a move. What a move.
Now, when you were in intelligence, Neil, did you ever have sight of former President Jacob Zuma's file?
Yeah, I think many of us have. I think the thing about Jacob Zuma is everything's on the table. And here's the thing, Chris, that bothers me. And I'm here. I do this program with you every Sunday to reflect not on what other people reflect on, but the truth. So help me God, and to tell the normal citizen, the business acumen, the people that listen to us, the truth. So that's why we unpack Sunday. And I'm not here to polish it. I'll say it like it is, without fear or favor. We have a brewing problem in this Lahotla that's happening currently Because if you look at the people sitting in that room, this is a festivity of people, not all of them, but people that have criminal intent, that have got an absolute diverse of ideology, and that are covering up. So let's say it now. And I'm also laughing because I got a little clip sent to me today to say that our Secret Service, the SSA, has now started a unit that are now going to just function and look at social media and look what people say on social media. So here you are. Recording tape, come mate.
I'm looking forward to your next post on X, Neil. Along with the services, we'll both have a look at that. Thank you. That was Neil De Beer, the president of United Independent Movement, taking Biz News viewers through a week of international, regional, and local politics. Thank you very much, Neil, and I am Chris Stain.
Thank you.